Okay, so I wanted to do this piece over here. It's from Urches of Torah, from Rav Tzuria Shlita. Rav Tzuria was the Mashkiach in Shalavim for many years. He's retired now, and he just works on his sword. The man knows when it comes to the world of Machshava for sure. I mean, you know, he has a photographic memory, and he also has the ability to encyclopedize it. Like, so he can pull out information from everywhere and put it together. So it's just fascinating to watch what he writes, you know. He has on the morale, the Groa, Hirsch, Saba Kabbalah, Metziv, etc. Like, he'll take topics and say all the places where they talk about it, and how, and then build up what his sheet is about X. He'll tell you the Groa sheet, the morale sheet, the, you know, Hirsch sheet, and he'll do that. He can pull it all together. It's fascinating to look at his form. So he has a piece over here on the pasuk of Lomit Yisra'u. So Yaakov Avinu calls the brothers together, and he's sending them down to Mitzrayim a second time. With all of their arguments why they can't go, because the Isha, the Ne'orot, gave them a difficult time, etc. He says, Loma Tisra'u, why are you being, Loma, why? Tisra'u, why are you making yourself, Tisra'u is reflexive, you are causing yourself to be. Are you making yourself ra'u, being visible? What does the word mean? What does Chazal see in this? So Yaakov Shalach has bottom the time kadei l'habi mishra meshever rabba in batehem. He sent them down to get to acquire the food for the family. Well, his are some alami tisra'u. So what does it mean? So Rashi says, why are you showing yourself being sveyim in the eyes of the people in Eretz Yisrael? He says they're going to be tamei on you, that you're doing something which is illogical. Why aren't you addressing the need for food in the future and waiting to get down to your last morsel? It doesn't make any sense. Seems like right now you have, but you would want to take care of to the future. Alternatively, you don't want to. They were actually at that point in time, they were not in need, but it would make everybody else jealous of the fact that they weren't in need. So why are you making yourself? So he brings some. This concept really is rooted in a few points in Chazal. Tarabonin, Halach Malkum, Shein Misanin Lamalkum Shemisanin, Reza Misanin Mohem. So a person was fasting, place where they haven't undertaken the fast, to place where they're fasting, you have to join them. Shachach Ba'alchul B'Shalz, a person forgot, and he ate and drank. So. Maintaining the fast afterwards doesn't make any sense. He already ate. Al Yisrael b'fnei Hatzir, but he cannot show to the people that he's eating. Oyana idunim ba'atzma, he cannot present himself as if he's indulging himself. Shenemar lo mit Yisrael. Why are you making yourself visible? Amar Yaakov l'abonav al taru atzuchem keshatem sveyim. Don't present yourself as being satiated. Lo difnei etzer, lo difnei yishmol, kadei shal yiskanu b'chem. They shouldn't be jealous. So a Jew shouldn't present himself, his financial situation is doing well. He shouldn't present himself as such in the eyes of the Goyim, because they're going to become jealous. Okay. Then he brings Reshus Rabbah, which says in a different language, a little bit, Amar lehem, al teitzum ubiyadechem prusa. Don't go out with some food, with a piece of bread in your hand. Mibnei atarumis, mibnei ha'ayin. So the Reshus Rabbah just says because of the ayin, meaning the ayin hara. Ayin hara. Well, the question is, what exactly is an ayin hara? That's part of what we're going to try and touch on. Then he brings over here from a Tanchuma, Amar Yaakov, one of Atem Giborim, Atem Noim. You're strong, you look pleasant. Al Tichlisu Bashar Echod, Al Tamdu Makam Echod, Shal Yishra Bezuchet Mechem Ayin Hara. So he gave him advice. Like Rashi says, that they should not all come together through one gate. Each one should go through different gates. You'll be very noticeable. People are going to notice you, and there's going to be an ayin hara issue. Now, the Tanchuma, we have two versions of the Tanchuma. We have the standard version of the Tanchuma, and then there's a person, a Yid actually, named Buber, who put out another version based on Ksav Yad. So it's called Tanchuma Buber. Refer to usually. I'm on the Miyakov, but because we can see you, Shane Kosher, me Ayan Hora. You should be matnir yourself. Because there's nothing worse than Ayan Hora. Shanemar, Agilacham, Odom Matoiv, Moshe Machel the Rishon Mimov. So the pasuk continues. It says that the Rishon wants three things from you. The more in Marcus brings three things out of the pasuk. Asos mishpat vavas chesed asay alecha zimel lekecha. So we have the element of ayin hara, which the medrash seems to both medrashim, the Bereishis Rabba and the Tanchuma, and both versions of the Tanchuma focus on the ayin hara element. The more is lashon lo yiskanu b'chem, they shouldn't be jealous. Okay, so he sees that there might be a difference between them. Let's see what he says. L'chara b'mekaris hanal yesh heblu bein habir b'gemora l'bir b'medrashim. It seems to me the Gemara is approaching a little bit different than the Medrash. B'gemora tolo dabar b'kinas am k'dei shalag l'arres sinosam. We would assume that the Gemara says that the nations not be jealous of you. We're concerned about that's going to develop into a sina, into a hatred. This idea of what's called ayin hara, this semi-metaphysical concept called ayin hara.
That's also towards other Jews, I would guess, as opposed to the first one.
Right.
Ayin hara is not necessarily only. In
correct.
This case, there's nobody else, but the first concept is.
The first one is correct. Harba mechazal hiskiu nezek shel ayin hara mashmos l'shelim shehu kipshutoi. That there's this evil eye which has some effect on the person. Okay, the more about Messiah, the more says that Rav went to the Misekvoris, and he did what he did. He did some type of whatever he was able to do. He was able to divine what were the reasons why people died. What was so the more says that Rav basically came to the conclusion after doing so that 99% of the people died there because of ayin hara. 1% died because of natural causes,
yeah.
As the Mora says. Okay, so if that's how powerful ayin hara is, obviously you want to try and stay away from stay away from getting being a recipient of an ayin hara. Okay, now so. They're not so worried about ayin hara. So if this is a metaphysical concept, so the Mora has Mora Psachim, there's a whole sugya over there about these different types of metaphysical damages that if you take them to heart, then they have effect on you, and if you don't, they don't. He says it's considered something which is beyond the requirement. Don't publicize your hatzlacha. And you're planting because you're going to challenge your neighbor to be nichshol in the midas ros that he's going to be jealous. So therefore, it's inappropriate for you to publicize because you're going to cause you're being machshol him potentially in midas ros. That's how the Rambam understands the problem. So it's a different. It's not this metaphysical concept which has a power over you, but rather it's just. Don't cause people to be jealous because you're hurting them by making them jealous. She has a marshal. Mashmishal mishi inyoni ayin hara hezeko beikir rak bababa v'lo beretz Yisrael. Rei yeshkan stira gluya boifane pirish abitui ayin hara. So that type of concept should if it's this Midas Rose issue, there's no difference in Eretz and Bavel. If it's some type of school of power, a concept, so you can say that certain lands are more able to have effect of these type of metaphysical things, and certain lands don't have the same effect. Eretz Yisrael, because it's Kedusha, it's Mila, isn't affected by Ayin Hara the same way Bavel is affected. So that's, that would be, but then, so. So Yerushalmi is then saying not like what the Rambam is saying. כשם רואי לאיך הרמם ההולכים השיטוסה שינו מן הפשוטי המדרושים מדירי חזל בגמורס מפורושס. So it seems to be that, you know, that we have Makaris in Chazal, which clearly understand this as something metaphysical, and the Rambam is taking that and changing that, and how, what gave him the right to do that. The Shubh L'kach, ki heim afarshim musik ayin ra, kinyin shal midas ros, inyin shal taiva v'kino, that now, were you... Mishnah Yisrael always talks about the day of a person has an ayin ra, means he's jealous. That's what it means. That we're not arguing about. That's what it means over there. The Rambam says Pirush of his Perek Beis, and Yeshua says that he says, or the Perek Hey, which the Mishnah Bilum is that they have he has an iron raw, Shu lehitois lamamun. He has a desire for money. Rambam Perek Beis says it's an element of jealousy. Rambam Perek Hey is an element of desire to acquire. So it comes on the Rishami, says they die because of iron horror. Why they die? How does this idea that somebody's jealous, if it's not this metaphysical concept, like what's the, so what he says, the problem is the shachsonim. So a shachson is a person who's a boastful. He presents himself. He puts himself out there in the people's face. The problem is that, you know, if you're publicizing, so you're this guy with the person, so you deserve to get punished from Shemayim. Not because the fellow has some power over you through ayin hara, he can look at you and affect you, but rather the discriminator is saying that. The reason why there's a problem is because you're out there strutting like a peacock, so you know that's not a good thing. Right? Shemayim says, when he's saying he's so wonderful and he deserves so much, look, let's see how much he deserves, really. You know, when they open up the dossier in Shemayim, you don't want that. Right? So causing people to notice you is going to cause, in Shemayim, they're saying that he has made his rose, and that's the reason why he would be punished. Okay, now, but again, the Gemara Titus sees it. It's a totally different reason, not because of iron horror, because of the you're going to be ma'ar the kina of the nations. Fiyasara now, einon is shechem alfarish and ishanu itim imasha hoya betkubas atal. Mashizir chazal who talk of bezmanenu kama bezmanim. It applies nowadays as well. Ki hey mamr shadam lo yigal aleni azulus ma hi miras ashrei vatzachos. Don't publicize how well you're doing financially. You should not, because that's going to cause other people to have pain. So that has multiple effects. Number one, so you're causing the person who is jealous to have pain that you shouldn't do, and the fact that he's so A, you're causing him pain, B, you're causing him to have jealousy, which is not good for him. So, like, you shouldn't be the one who's going to be the source of that problem. And two, but in a more roundabout way, and it affects you, the presenter, as well. So when Reuven is become very successful, so he's flaunting his success, he's making it visible, etc. So now there's excellent people around him who used to be, let's say, similar to him, who are feeling bad that they don't have that type of hatzlacha. So that itself is a ma'arer in Shemayim. So we wonder, why does women get it? Not the other ones. They're asking this question. Beryl's saying, why him and not me? Someone says, you know what? That's a good question. Let's see. Why him and not you? And, you know, the answer is, he doesn't deserve it. Maybe there's some, you know, some kitrig in Shemayim. Why is that? So you're going to lose it. There's some errors because share mispar same sheyesh l'adam mesuyim hatava mesuyim is when a person has a special blessing. Rabbi's bali ra ayin miskanus and people which are who have this type of attitude will be jealous. He's talking Hashem yimnas yimonas hatava he kelim loyat zara abriyas. The Rashi will say, you know, he doesn't. Even if Reuven deserves it, he doesn't deserve it. That it should be a pain to these 10 people. That you know, that's a whole other layer. Kind of minig. Listen to passing things over here. When I say, you know that so and so has you know this plea on her. What am I saying? Kind of minig shekasher adam misaber lechaber birchas adam shlishi. Reuven is telling Shimon about Levi. The bonim of imam and that he's you know Levi Baruch Hashem has very good children. Plea on her. That means I'm saying I have no ayin ra about this. In any makbid, in any misraim, I have no not makbid. I'm not complaining. Any roya ayin toiva, I'm very happy. Matan adavra toiva who Shashem chanos. I'm so happy for him that he has. That's what bliyan hara means. It's not some incantation against this you know evil eye out there. Rather I'm saying I'm telling you that I have no iron rod about this. I'm so happy that he has that.
Finally, we understand that. Finally, we understand that line. But that only works if it's on somebody else. I can't say, oh, I have three kids, Blay and Hara.
Right.
Can I talk about my?
Right. That's what he's saying.
According to this logic, you say about yourself too. Oh, I have $1 million, Blay and Hara. It's only if you say he has.
Can we talk about someone else?
If I say you have $1 million, Can I Hara?
He says he's saying that the real core for that concept was about third party.
Not about yourself. It doesn't help.
Right.
Obviously, I'm not.
But yourself, you shouldn't be telling people.
I have $1 million. Yeah, I know. Right? Like, this is no point, right?
You just blew it, right? I don't want to make you have an iron horror. But you should not. It's like iron horror. By the way,
I just bought a new house.
I just bought five. I own $500 million. But the iron horror, sorry, it doesn't work. You're saying that you don't want it to affect him negatively because you're so happy that he has it. Shimon will say, well, you know, they're happy that Reuven has it, so, you know, they'll be happy, you know, leave it like that. Okay. Mikana Hashim is a divrei Yaakov, and now she eats Tanu Bonov, they should be Matsniya themselves. I don't know how you pronounce that word. Lamat Yisrael. Imabriyas enem yoidim, memela lo yuchul iskana. So they don't know, there's nothing to be jealous of. Why is that? You know, to be called Nezik. Okay, because of Rabbi Yaakov Emden. Kamatim shoy hanach inshi. How foolish are these people? Hamasaprim umizgadrim bifnei orchim mikvod oishrim uberoyv chelam yisalolu. They boast about how much they own, how much they have. So it's totally illogical. Imashum gandvi, imashum inabisha. So he's borrowing a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Bamatziah. The Gemara says that if I'm a shomer on somebody's item, whether it be an aveda or whether it be regular shmir, etc., I have responsibility not to put it out. And I need somebody to use it to put it out. I shouldn't do it in front of other people because either one of the people might be tempted to steal it, or they might give an iron horror. So why am I telling you about you know how things going with? I can tell you. I mean, business has been great lately. I just made a deal, $50 million deal. Why are you saying that? That's mamash. But v'yizkir masha irli chizkiyo imshichei melech babel. He showed him base nechay. So he showed him what his storehouses, and the Mechonetzer says, I like those. Right. And Rachel Mitzrayel b'davar has some in ayin. And the Chazal, on the other flip side, the Chazal uses a lashon more in Bamitzi. Also, in the third paragraph, the Mora says that a bracha is only motzi with something which is hidden. We don't talk so much. It should be something which is hidden. Then the
that's my problem with Facebook beyond. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. People think you can show off their kids. I'm like, don't show off your kids on Facebook.
The luchos nishtaber mivnei shenitam b'kol gadol ad kan l'shemen. So Rashi in Chumash says in Parshas Kisisa that Rashi told Moshe to take the re-cut, prepare new luchos, take it up to Shemayim. It's going to be this private version of Rashi giving it to Moshe. He says the luchos Rishon is because they were given a kol gadol, so it was there was nishlat behem they were destroyed. But these, which will be given privately, will be successful. Nothing better than sneers. I mean, even in Hatzlacha, in the world of the Bereshim giving the Torah, giving it in a way of sneers is much more beneficial. Okay, we made it all make sense. Now, and then he tells you to look at Parshas Balak, which is talking about the iron raw of a Balak. So that this one thing which he doesn't really go back to the Chazal, which the Gemara says in the Kuna is don't make the nations jealous.
It's the same.
He's saying, you know, that really stands as an independent issue, above and beyond this Ayin Ra elements of Min HaShemayim. They're going to open up and wonder about your scenario, whether you deserve it or not. But that really stands as its own separate issue, that you should not be Ma'ar the king of the Goyim. And the applications of this, different, Rebbeinu and I just spoke about this, you know, and others spoke about this, that they're very upset when the Jews would make very public displays of their wealth, or they make a fancy wedding. You know, you lived in these cities, and the ghetto over there, but like the Goyim saw it. And there was a lot of poverty, you know, and then they have this rich Jew makes this fancy wedding. So the Goyim, first of all, they say all the Jews are rich. They don't say the only one is rich. All the Jews are rich, and the reason why they're rich, of course, is because they stole from us. And let's go take it back from them, you know, or worse. Even in modern America, you know, it's interesting, the applications of it. Rahad one time told me that he tells people they shouldn't walk on the street wearing a topless. Lamet Yisrael. Why are you showing yourself that you feel like you have the right to be here, etc.? The Graham was like, you know, Graham tolerate us.
So, but that's like wearing the yarmulke too?
Why would it be different then? Yeah.
A yarmulke is a yarmulke in a certain sense is not the idea that I'm flaunting my religious acts publicly. This is how a Jew dresses, right? So this is what I am. But why do you feel that you have a right to go dive in the middle of the street? That shows you think you're the owner here. Right? You're not the owner here. We're the owners.
Right.
You know.
But does Ayin Hara per se also apply towards Goyim, or it's just?
I don't,
because there isn't any of Kina within Ayin Hara too. Like, they're kind of interrelated, even within other Jews.
Correct.
Because now we're saying Ayin Hara has both those elements.
Right.
But then so there's that, the of Kina Bazaar.
Isn't Ayin Hara a result of Kina?
Right. So we said,
jealous? I want that. You know.
The Ayin Ra, the phrase Ayin Ra means there's somebody looking, and he's looking in a negative way.
Why?
Because he's jealous. Right. But the point, the it's the results of it. You know, we use Ayin Ra, meaning for, you know, as a catch-all for the phrase for what the results of the Ayin Ra are. They're saying the touch of the word is the act of jealousy that he's looking.
So how does that generate this Ayin Ra? So you're jealous. So what? Someone's jealous of you. Does he pray? Does he say?
No. When the person is jealous, a person is, deep down, what he's saying is, he has something which really I deserve equally more, or he doesn't deserve. It's all part of that's part of what jealousy is. Right? So that acts as a kitrug in Shemayim.
That's what we're saying.
That in Shemayim, they're saying, it's a good question. Why does Reuven deserve it more than Beryl? That's
not,
a Beryl.
Not that he showed he was flaunting this. Is it, which one is it?
No, he's saying that obviously your responsibility, your stewardship of your property and of your life requires you to do it intelligently. So if this is the reality that there are people out there which are going to respond with elements of feeling bad, so you as Midas Tovus have responsibility not to cause them pain, right. And if you do, you are A, in Shemayim, they're telling you why you're causing so many pain. So you even before they say they you know the kitchen, that itself is a kitchen. Right? That's Aleph. And Bays, why would you want to endanger, like Rabbi Akiva was saying, it's foolish. You're endangering. Like, I'm showing these people in front of them, I'm flaunting them, I'm challenging them, as it were. So I'm in Machshelem, the Rambam says, Amidus Rose, and I'm setting them up to ask the question, which Shemayim is going to use against me. So it's totally a logical approach.
But sometimes you can't help it. You have three children, 1, 2, 3, they all get married in a row. Oh, wow, it's beautiful. This one has three children, not one of them is getting married.
You're right. You can't help it. So you can't help it. That's, you know, you can do what you can do.
But you have to post pictures online. That's the question, right? Everybody else here does, but why? You know, I never understood that. Why post? Why show off your kids? It drives me crazy. I don't know why. What's the value of posting? Showing off.
Because I don't have Facebook.
I don't know, but like, everybody feels like they have to show everything their kid does.
Surprised, right?
I don't either.
No, well, you should be surprised that I know what the word is, but I don't know what somebody asked me, is Facebook Usher or Mutter? I said, I don't know what you're talking about. I still don't know what you're talking about. I hear the words, I have no idea. I've never seen a page. I don't know what it looks like. I don't know what you do there. I have nothing about it. Anyway, don't enlighten me.
Don't feel bad. Me either.
Okay. I don't feel bad. I'm very happy.
Okay. It just makes people upset overall. Because they're just jealous. The whole problem with Facebook, they haven't put studies on this. Everybody wants to show off, and everybody's upset that they don't have everything that everybody else has, and it's all fake. Yes. That's exactly Ayin Hara. I mean, biggest problem with Facebook is Ayin Hara. That's bigger than all the other problems there. Because it's all about this feeling that you need to show away.
But Sammy's question is, okay, you know, what do you do when...
You can't help it.
You know, there are some things you can do. You know, so within that situation, if a person is truly humble and says, you know, I don't deserve it, right? And I'm not thinking, you know, I see it. Someone from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So Shemayim, they say, ask, you know, why does he deserve it? He says he doesn't deserve it, but he recognizes it's a special blessing from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Russian one likes that answer, right? Mm-hmm.
We make a kiddush when something is good. Sometimes, so I think there is.
Right. The person who doesn't have the situation, it's much easier. If I walk in and say, you know, like, you know, my kids are so wonderful, they get married, you know, that I'm rubbing it in his face.
Right.
I say, you know what? I have no idea why I deserve such a bracha. So I'm easing his pain.
That's interesting.
Right. You know. So I'm some way trying to help shoulder his pain a little bit. So in Shemayim, they say, you know, I'm not causing the other person to start doing the opposite. So there are ways of doing it where you can limit it, and you know, even that, you know, within range of how much you publicize it, you know, and it is a challenge. It is a challenge. And some people are because of the situation, they're embittered. And there's very little that you can do to help them, you know, get past that situation. And just as much as you can is just to help feel with their pain, you know, and so at least you're validating their pain. So in some way you're helping them. That's. But I want to go back to the first Nakuda over here about this the Musar Elam issue. America gets me very nervous. Like, one thing which the Yidden do back in Shtetl, they were Jews were second-class citizens. They had no rights. They had no right to demand anything. And the approach was we're here with the grace of the Lord, whoever it was you know, in control. And we need to be mephiasim. We need to, bribery was rampant, and that's what you did, you know. But like, there's no such thing as walking in and demanding. Because, hechadesi. Right? America has created the Muslim that we have a right to demand. Because we're equal citizens. No, but that's not true. Right? As much as we like to, you know, like to think like that, deep down, there are plenty of goyim which do still see us as interlopers. And you're still, you're like, you know, what are you doing here? Right? When a Jew starts coming along and demands, you have to balance that tremendously before you do that. So, like, you have these scenarios, like, you know, where, you know, you know, which is played out in not in our neighborhood so much, but in the tri-state area. You know, Jews move into a neighborhood, they want to build a neighborhood, and then it becomes a whole, you know, Yerachka. So, what's are these going anti-Semites or not anti-Semites? I mean, some of them are, but we have a community. We're very happy where our community is. We know that when the Jews move in, things change. We know that. We don't want to. Right? And we know that without an Arab, they're not going to move in. That's the root of the issue. That is from their vantage point, is a totally valid argument. Yes, it's called discrimination in American law, right? Because everybody has a right to move everywhere, right? But that being said, who are these Jews that think they have a right to mess up my life? Right? They think they can go where and do anything. You know, that is attitude issue. That's Mamish's issue. Now, what are you supposed to do? You've got to live somewhere. So you have to figure out the balance. But to think that this isn't an issue, this isn't a Lomot Yisroel issue, it is. We're coming along saying, you know what, we're just as... And then when they move in, so Rabbi Miller Zatzal one time said a fascinating thing. He says, you know, when you have problems with your neighbors, Goyish neighbors, he says, you know, you chalk it up to anti-Semitism or to whatever it is. Such a, maybe it's because you're not a good neighbor. Like, you know, have you said hello to your neighbors? Have you, you know, given them once in a while, give them something good to eat? You know, like, are you acting with your neighbors in an intelligent way that you will, that they'll want to, they'll be nice to you? If they're not, so what do you want from them? They're like, you know, it's not good, they're anti-Semites. Right, so when you walk into, move into the neighborhood and they have, you know, some type of community affair, are you taking part of it? Right? Are you greeting your neighbors on a regular basis? Are you, you know, once in a while sending over, you know, I just made a, you know, a fresh cake, would you like a piece? You know, are you doing intelligent things? If you're not, so what do you want from them? Like, you know, hello, that's what Rabbi Miller was saying. I don't know why you need Rabbi Miller to say it. You know, it's the most logical thing in the world. And then when you go and you knock down a house, you build this gigantic, gorgeous house. Like, are you an idiot? Well, because that's because we have big families, we need big houses. I hear all of that, but are you an idiot? I don't know. What am I missing? I don't get it. Of course, you're gouging out the eyes of the goyim, and you're wondering why you have problems, and then you go fight them in court, and you win the case in court because legally you win, and then you. We won. America's so wonderful. You know, and that guy has decided that he hates Jews. So, did you, you know, and now, you know.
It's our fault.
Yeah, it's our fault. That's what you're saying. Yeah. What are you doing?
A lot of that.
It's like, you know, I.
But can we argue, like I was saying before, is this the same Ayin Hara applying towards. We can argue that's also part of Ayin Hara, right? Because when the goyim are doing this, and Hashem could give another kid. Or is Ayin Hara specifically towards?
I don't know. I'm not sure. It probably applies to the goyim also.
Probably the same way, right? Because it can.
Right. You know, same, but, you know, I'm not metaphysical at all. I'm like simple, you know, human psychology. Right? There it is. The root of the problem is that we don't see ourselves as being outsiders.
Right.
So we're not outsiders. So we have a right just as much as anybody else.
We act worse than everybody else.
Ayin Hara comes from Jews. It's not just from goyim, isn't it?
Also Ayin Hara, I guess, but the first chazal is not the Ayin Hara. Yaakov's point time is do not, he says that you should not be the straw of the tzira, you're not going to do not. We don't want the Umus Oilam to have jealousy. That's the wrong place to be. Right? You know, so a person very well. He lived in a neighborhood. He had the exact same house as everybody else. His inside was a little bit nicer because he could afford to make it a little bit nicer. He made it a little bit nicer, etc. But he lived the same house as everybody else. Like, that's Eicheldik. You know, yes, you walked in, so, you know, he had a nicer chandelier than everybody else. Okay, you know. Right? But, you know, you build this mansion, you know, with three times the size of everybody else's house, and then you wonder why people are jealous of you. Like, I mean, like, you know. Like, say, what, you know, everybody has such nice meat of like, you know.
In the community, too, it's a problem.
So true. People do.
So, I don't know. Yeah. Okay. That's Musa Shmuel's number one, yeah.
Some fancy cars are completely stupid. It's just to show off to... Unless it drives better, but... Most of the fancy cars just to show off.
So I had a car bring the car. Well, he told me that, you know, his... He believed that this, you know, it's a more pleasant ride, etc. So he had no problems. He bought...
A ride, yeah.
He, you know, it was... He bought a Cadillac, which was 20 years old.
And cola, because it's a cola.
What?
Because it's a cola, that's what he could get.
That's what he could get. It was a more pleasant ride. He was a good fixer. He was, you know, he was very handy. So he made it work. So he got his pleasant ride, but nobody was jealous of it. I mean, like, come on, you know, the thing looked like, you know, he got it, you know, the junk, you know, junkyard. So he got everything he wanted. Nobody was jealous, and it looked very nice. He enjoyed the ride, you know. LMI, what, you know, you have to deal with a 20-year-old car, so he dealt with that, you know. So there are ways of doing it, you know.
Wow.
Okay. And now, this other piece over here is from the Sefer Haggadah of Parshas Torah. It's a very sweet Sefer. It's actually published in English in five volumes. I don't remember exactly what the English name is. Artzel put it out. I think we have some of the volumes and like a green dust jacket. So he's grappling with this phrase, Lamed Yisrael, what it means exactly. So Yaakov was upset at that. Lamed Yisrael means Yaakov is creating some type of question to them. So he brings over here like this. If you look about the Targum, the other some of those Yaldir Yaakovin Lamed Yisrael. It's about five lines in. Lama Dein Atun Dachlin Mechas Mitzrayim. He translates that the phrase "Lamed Yisrael," why are you scared to go down to Mitzrayim? Okay, so he suggests that they were afraid of what they're going to see there. Lashon Lamed Yisrael, or Lamed Yaru, or maybe what are you scared of? So that's how he's touching the pasuk. Okay, that's a whole different shot.
Yeah.
Okay, in the next paragraph, it's the Rosh Mepharsh Mishpat Zebul Movement Shel Hasra. It's laying a language of warning. The Shema Atem Mechakim Mitzidi Hasra Nazifa. Why are you waiting for me to yell at you, to warn you? Okay, Shehoitzev Yaakov Achakach B'dorav Kishet Menich Yabal Namus. He says, I'm warning you that what you're doing is wrong. You are endangering the lives of the members of the family. So why are you waiting for this warning from me? Figure it out yourself. That's how he touches it. Okay. Now, in the next paragraph, Rabbah Choshe Sheyakov Mavia B'dvorav Choshoshes Kvedim L'Regli Tzavorisum Bari Kanan V'Iskalusum B'Hamzakenes L'Enei Garlei Demei Shechem. Why are you making yourself visible to the... If you weren't going down to Mitzrayim, it means you're hanging around over here trying to find food around here. So the Shvatim are going, you know, knocking by the neighbors to find some food. Every time you knock by a neighbor and you go into that house to find the food, he can kill you because you killed Shechem. You're putting yourself in his power. You're all by yourself. You know, they split up. They went out throughout Eretz Canaan to find food instead of going back to Mitzrayim. And you're walking on the street all by yourself, and you're not safe. So why are you making yourself visible in that shot? That's how the Rabbah understands it. Okay. Mila Ksaba Kabbalah Mefarash is a Mila Tisro Kigzura Misharish Tor, which means like, you know, your person waiting in line, waiting for his turn, his time, Zman. Ois Tof Mila He Sharashish. It's not Tisro, that, you know, the root of the word is not Ro, and the Tof and the Tof are both words of the conjugation, but rather it's part of the word. Why are you waiting for your turn? Why are you pushing off your turn to go? Okay. Fine. According to the Balei Pshat in the Pasuk, it's really touching on a totally different concept. Rashi says that you shouldn't make yourself visible in front of Esav and Yishmael. So the Ramban asked Akasha, "Bnei Yishmael, Bnei Esav, halo enam nimtzoyim b'kana." They weren't there in Kana. It's like, what does it mean that you're showing yourself smeyim? You're not going down the bayim. You're just saying you have. I mean, everybody else wanted, it means you have more than everybody else. So Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael are going to be. Right? Bnei Esav, Bnei Yishmael don't live here, so they don't know what you're doing. Yishmael and Esau would travel through where Yaakov was, and they would see that Yaakov's family is staying put. So the Mizrahi says that doesn't work because Edom was the Mizrahi Israel. He blades Sarach Labra Darko es Canaan. You don't need to go through Canaan to get to Mizrahi. Okay, so it's like this. Mashab, the Tana Staf Yud says, "Ki v'chazal noktem mechuban esav yishmol wives in Yisrael ki yan shehem ayu krayvim l'bnei Yaakov." They're relatives. Darkem shakrayvim liyos achim b'tzara. Rechaykim ein lehem taina. L'chein lo shayachi sheches l'gabayim kina. They have no claims on you, so there's no jealousy. But the people are the closest wondering, like, why, you know, if you have, why aren't you sharing with us? Why do you think you're better than us? We're potentially, like last time, potentially equals. And why are you, as it were, getting better? Okay, get involved in another point. Okay, I don't want to get involved in that. He says over here, brings a piece over here from the Kli Yakar. On the next page, page 171. So, the post is Pnul Chem Tzafoyna, which Chazal Darshan, Lashon of Bimatzman is the hide. Ian Tzafoyna nearly, Shim Yimsa Isha Yisraeli Ezat Slacha Zeira Shom. A person has some atzlocha. Also, that mean yet mina v'yatzpina v'akol b'fnei esav. Don't publicize it. Ken lecha umah shemiskana b'yisrael kama esav. They're always jealous. Kedaita makol gzula b'yodah mehem. Min birchas Yaakov avinu shalachach b'chosav shal esav b'mirma. Whatever atzlocha Jews have, the esav says they deserve it betzim because they were supposed to get the bracha. V'chein tzivu Yaakov levan lomot yisrael pirsh rashi v'nei b'yishmol b'esav. Kilo atem sveim. So Esav and Yishmael, you know, again, you know, he should have been the heir of Avraham. Yitzchak took his place. He should have been the heir of Yitzchak. Yaakov took his place. So Esav and Yishmael saying, everything you have, Betzim should belong to us. That's where the jealousy is. He starts dressing fancy, nice houses. He doesn't even have it even. You are at that point in time, all you're doing is arousing the nations. This people do is the source of the curse of our nation, and it causes all of the difficulties which we go through are caused by this problem of presenting yourself out there, etc. Okay, let's hold it here.